To the editor, as I await the inauguration and election of the chair and vice chair, I have grave concerns over the last 4 years and beyond over very poor performance appraisals, the silence, secrecy and questionable integrity by the trustees, the former director, the administration, superintendent of finance, and a former superintendent of education, and their transparency, accountability, and due diligence at many other levels of the Nipissing Parry Sound Catholic School Board. Who are these individuals, and as locally elected and appointed representatives of the public, are they the community's advocate for public education? Are they carrying out their responsibilities in a manner that assists the board, students, their parents and the Catholic community at large in fulfilling their duties under the Education Act? See related. English Catholic trustee wants province to take over local board to begin with, over their terms, many too long. Do we even know their names, who they are, what they do, what they stand for, what has been their platform, what have they accomplished individually or collectively, and more importantly, who are they and why were they needed or important over the last 4 years? Being there far too long, and moreover, nothing from most of this group in the most recent election, which definitely questions in my mind their election, inauguration and, strangely, for 4 more years hopefully not just for the benefits. See also, O'Hagan and Catholic School Board square off on hiring practices. Many of them have been acclaimed more than elected. Their performance as school board trustees and their failing grades show the critical need for a ministry takeover and preliminary and final reports from ministry officials for this board, similar to the local Near North District School Board. The following synopsis tells us a great deal about our trustees and board operations and what we have dreadfully been missing while failing us all in many ways. Yes or no? You decide. A trustee's role is to maintain a focus on student achievement, well-being, and equity, and to participate in making decisions that benefit the board's entire jurisdiction while representing the interest of their constituents. Trustees must also communicate these views and decisions back to their constituents. Yes or no? A trustee is responsible for identifying the needs and priorities of their community and ensuring these are considered in the decisions that result in practical educational opportunities for students. It is the local trustee who makes sure that the community has a direct way to express its views on vital educational decisions that affect our day-to-day lives and preserve our democratic heritage. Yes or no? Is the school trustee a member of the team? A school board must place all students first when making any decision. Yes or no? Trustees are responsible for establishing policy direction. A well-written policy describes to the parents, the public and the board staff what they can expect. The Board of Trustees ensures that the Director of Education carries out the responsibilities for implementing the board's policies. Yes or no? Are these collective individuals accountable to the province? The Board of Trustees is accountable to the province of Ontario for the proper conduct of their duties and powers, including the implementation of provincial policy and the use of provincially allocated funds. Yes or no? Trustees are accountable to their electorate as appointed officials. By law, they are required to consult with parents, students and supporters of the board on the board's multi-year plan and bring the concerns of these groups to the attention of the board. Yes or no? This can be challenging and takes dedicated leadership coupled with a willingness to seek innovative ideas and the courage to implement them. Yes or no? Are trustees community leaders? School board trustees have a responsibility to all the families in their community, and trustees build and maintain relationships with the entire community to ensure that all students in the board's jurisdiction have equal opportunities to reach their full potential. Yes or no? Trustees demonstrate their leadership in the following areas: establishing the board's multi-year strategic plan, which includes the vision to ensure a strong education system, setting goals for student achievement, well-being and equity, monitoring progress against the board's strategic goals and priority areas, promoting accountability throughout the school board, allocating resources in ways that ensure equity of outcomes and demonstrate accountability, establishing a respectful, caring professional climate throughout the school board, creating collaborative relationships inside the board and across the community, promoting continuous improvement, promoting community involvement and establishing communications, ensuring effective stewardship of the board's resources, which includes passing the budget, Trustees work to ensure equity across their school board so that every student has the opportunity to succeed regardless of background, identity or personal circumstances. The role of the school board trustee involves bringing the voice of everyone, including marginalized communities, e.g. indigenous students, newcomers, immigrants, people coming from low socioeconomic backgrounds, etc., to the board table. In exercising their role, trustees are required to act with integrity and conduct themselves in a manner that enhances public confidence in Ontario's publicly funded education system and its codes. Knowing this board, the students, parents, the Catholic community, and community as a whole, in my estimation, all deserve the right to a ministry takeover and ministry officials doing both preliminary and final reports on an internal investigation, similar to the Near North Board, before the inauguration, and the choosing of an undeserving chair and vice chair is in no one's best interest when so much needs to be assured about his board and officials that need to resign, or be removed, by a ministry thorough process fair and just to all, and justifies my grave concerns for the next 4 years for all. Frank O'Hagan, Trustee-elect North Bay. Editor's note. Mr. O'Hagan Feeney 9 shed first in the recent English Catholic Separate School Board election.